Okay, hey everybody, this is Jenny from the ITJ English Department, and you're listening to the ITJ official podcast. Today we're talking about Cambridge certification exams. We are accompanied by Maria Jose and Roberto from the group 6010 and Federico from the group 4020, who will share some of their experiences with the Cambridge certificates. Welcome, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, very good, and you?
I'm doing well too, thank you guys. How about you two?
It's been a rough week, but we're here.
Kind of chilly.
All right, it is, right? It's been quite cold this week. Well, guys, firstly, let's talk about the certificates themselves so our listeners can learn a little more about them. As you may know, Cambridge English qualifications are exams that focus on a level of common European framework of reference. Whatever your goals or ambitions may be, Cambridge English qualifications are a mark of excellence accepted and trusted by thousands of organizations around the world. So, here are my questions for you. Why are these important to you, and how can you benefit from them?
Like referring to the exam or to the certification?
To the certifications.
Well, there's a lot of things that the certification can help you. It's not only about the things or the companies that accept it. It's also like having a frame of reference to your level of English and how can you improve it.
Okay. How about you, Majo?
So when you go like to a university or apply for a job, they always say what's your level of English and you say what's your level is, and you have a certification of that level. So it's not you saying it. It's an exam proven by Cambridge and all of that.
Exactly, right? It's a worldwide certification, so it's approved all over. Fede?
I think by applying for a university, it's really important to have like a second language, or even more. But I think it's important for the school to know really what you're capable of.
And well, I think I would like to add as well is that apart from like the job view and the school and all the things that have to do with the scholars, it also helps you with a new way of thinking, because developing a new language, well, a second language, can rearrange the pathways in your brain. It can help you think in ways you didn't think before.
All right, excellent. So it goes way more than just learning a language, right? Okay, guys, so now I want you guys to tell me a little about the exam. For example, how was your experience? Where did you take it? And how did you feel after having to sit nearly 4 hours of examination?
So I had done it before, so it wasn't unexpected. I knew what I was going to do. The only thing that was really tiring was that my speaking part was at the last. So I had to wait for around 2 hours and a half for everyone to finish and that I could take my turn. So I was really tired and my partner was really anxious. So he kind of transmitted the anxiousness to me. But overall, it was a good experience.
Okay, Robert?
Well, I didn't know what it was because GAE was my first ever Cambridge exam. So, well, I had like an idea of what I had to do, but I hadn't ever had an exam like that. And I did it International House in Condesa, I think. And it was kind of nerve-wracking, especially because there were a lot of people. And we just stood, like, even before entering the exam, we just sat there like an hour waiting for the examiners to put everything in place. So everyone was like biting their nails and that's that kind of stuff. And then after the written parts, we also had to be waiting like, well, the first person waited just half an hour, but I waited a whole hour to have my turn for the speaking section.
Okay, thank you very much. And Fede?
Well, it was my first experience with this type of exams, and I think it was a little bit hard because personally I need to read something several times so I can understand it correctly. And it was like the time I was given the most difficult part.
Okay, so from what I can see, you guys all had a big challenge, especially in the waiting time, right? That's what caused you guys to maybe have more time to think and get nervous, right? If it would have been probably faster, more organized, maybe you guys could have just gone through the process a little more smoothly, right? All right, guys, now, what did you do personally to prepare for the exam?
So I went on a trip that, like, a week before, that lasted like 3 weeks. So I was merely speaking English, only English. So that really helped me with the speaking part and maybe kind of comprehension. But the last week that I was in Mexico, I did a lot of tests in the reading part so I could really be prepared on how to answer it.
Okay, so you focused on your weaknesses, right? Which maybe you might say was the reading or the part that you felt you needed to focus more on?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a study session to put it like that, but I would think the main part of my practice comes from, well, first of all, I think the school did a good job in, like, giving me what to expect about the exam, because, well, we have some mocks here and things like that. So I had an idea of the structure of the exam, and I wasn't so, like, surprised about what was in there. But I would think that my main, like, practice would be the things I do every day, because, for example, when I watch movies, I don't like to watch them in Spanish, and I put them in English, and, well, if possible, I put them, like, for example, without subtitles. Or my phone, I have it in English. The video games I play in English. Some books that I read in English. So I think the best thing is to just, like, let it become a part of your life instead of making, like, study sessions.
Okay, very good. And Fede?
My only type of preparation for the exam was a set of mocks the school gave us to do. But I think my main practice sessions were, like, having a conversation with my teacher, not Mr. James, but he's not here anymore. But yeah, it was basically that.
Okay, good. So from what I can see, you guys basically immerse yourself in the culture, right, of the English language. Everything that we see around, the media we have, social media, movies, music, books, all of this helps us to prepare, right, in an unconscious manner for this examination. Now, some of you guys already got a little ahead of me, but what role did ITJ play in the preparation for the exam? We already heard that Robert knew what to expect because ITJ prepared him for this. Fede mentioned about the mock exams, right? And the fact that he was able to communicate and speak with his teachers. How about you, Maho?
I think that ITJ really prepared me because we did also the mock exams. We did like 2 times a year, 2 years in a row. So it was really like getting used to the format. Because in that type of exams, it is not really what you know, but how to answer the exam. You need to know how to answer the exam. And it was really helpful for the teachers to give you feedback on the mock exam so that you could, like, push yourself.
Okay. Anything you guys would like to add?
Well, apart from the mocks, I really think that the Tomas has a good English level and good teachers that, well, ironically, that teach it, right? So I think it is a very important part because the teachers are competent and they know a lot of stuff. And sometimes if they don't know something, they tell you they're going to research it, which I think is one of the best things that could have a teacher.
Fede, anything else?
I think the IDJ also has this type of special education. I don't know how else to call it. But yeah, it's like a more personal, for your personal needs and your, like, weaknesses and strengths in the language and in every other subject.
Okay, excellent. All right, guys, so now I have one last question for you, okay? This is going to be for our listeners. What advice would you give students who are thinking about and planning to take the exam, or any of our listeners?
So I would give the advice to prepare for the exam early and to make mock exams so you know what you are expected to do, but also to not be nervous at all at the examination, especially the speaking part, so that everything goes fluently and you don't get a grade that you're not really comfortable with. But that would be pretty much my advice.
Well, I would take a similar piece of advice. That it would be like maybe not prepare like study 3 hours, but the main thing you should know is the structure of the exam, and that is a very important thing. And you should also know the times. But above all, I think the what helped me the most is to view it like as an activity, like a common activity, not like a very stressing thing. Because like if you take it on the same level you've been taking it like in school, you're gonna do fine. But if you like get this idea and start stressing about it and thinking, you can get stuck, for example, or not have the ideas come to your mind. So I think one of the best things is to just go with it, like flow.
Go with the flow. All right, and Fede?
I would say for you to prepare, not by, like knowing the structure and all the stuff that the exam has, but also like preparing in your, in every aspect of your life, you can do. For example, watching movies in English, reading in English, it's really helpful for the vocabulary and grammar.
Okay, so once again, immerse yourself in the English culture, right, in any way possible. And I think it's really interesting how you guys mentioned that structure is something very important, right? Because maybe we have the knowledge of all of the topics. Yes, the grammar points, vocabulary. We have learned this. We have studied it for many years. But when it comes to the structure, if we don't understand how we need to answer a question, or if we didn't follow the instructions because everything had to be put in capital letters, this can be the simple part that will help, will not allow us to get a high score, right? What? Not following instructions, all right? Our answers can be canceled out, annulated, and this is why our result could be low. Okay, so in this case, structure, you guys mentioned, is important, immersing yourself in the culture and taking it in, let's say, a chill manner. Yes? Not overstress. No, it's an exam, but relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yes? Precisely. All right, guys, anything else you want to add before we close this?
I don't think so.
No, not really.
Okay, guys, so, thank you very much for sharing your experience. I'm pretty sure that our listeners will find this information very helpful. See you guys again. See you soon. See you around, and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.